This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Each of the candidates in this race is trying to capitalize on economic uncertainty, either real or perceived among the voting public. There is, though, a whole you-need-to-look-in-the-mirror thing going on here, too, because this campaign and the candidates in it are creating no small amount of anxiety themselves. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
Donald Trump today hit a recurring theme with his campaign that everything is terrible.
This is the weakest so-called recovery since the Great Depression.
It is the slowest economic expansion, but it's also the longest economic expansion since the Great Depression. Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics at the University of Michigan.
The unemployment rate right now is 4.9%. That is low for recent economic history. It is low over the long run of economic history. It suggests we're at a point where most people, not everyone, but most people who want to find work can find work.
He says this week's census data show inequality and poverty are falling and incomes are rising. But better doesn't mean good enough. Over the long term, some sectors of the U.S. economy are on the decline and some regions have slower growth than others.
I think everyone could benefit a little bit from hopping in their cars and taking a drive and seeing what some of the country is experiencing.
Paul Gronke teaches political science at Reed College.
Rural or, mountain areas, coal country, Appalachia, have not been doing well.
Swing states in particular seem to have lower income growth. All of this can be true and anxiety-producing alongside the fact that things are improving almost everywhere. But this election seems to have a special relationship with economic anxiety. Mark Hamrick is an analyst with Bankrate.com. They did a survey asking people what the greatest threat to their economic security was.
Almost two-thirds of those responding said the outcome of the presidential election was the top threat.
The election's about anxiety, and it's causing anxiety. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.